What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Okay. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Welcome in. It's getting gross here today.
I think my favorite part was Jason was doing his traditional head bob, trying to get into the scat mood.
But scat zone.
His face started to become a grotesque, angry, disgusted kind of grimace.
Started thinking about some of the foods on today's episode and made me angry.
Yeah, and that was a sound. Welcome in.
I hope we've got, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people are listening, but the sheer volume, someone threw up.
Because they're sympathetic puker? Sympathetic
puker was just driving and had no idea
all over their dashboard?
What I was going to do to them. Their steering wheel is toast.
Oh, man. I've never thought of like the driver of a car hurling directly forward.
It has to have happened.
For sure.
I mean, if we're all in that situation, we try to. I mean, I once jumped off a city bus and insta hurled. I mean, I'm talking, I was probably mid flight off of the bus, right on
right
the street.
It? I've gone head out of a New York cab.
No, you have not.
I have, yeah.
Head out of a cab.
Yes.
Is that a high moment of your life?
It was awful. It was, and this was
anybody in the
this was not party related. This was like just full motion sickness, and it was the
and that's just what you felt like was the best option, right?
I had no choice. It was,
the option was,
I mean, you could he
in the have, into yeah. the window or out the window.
It wasn't like pull over, I gotta get out.
It's a very strange place to be when all of a sudden you go, when you're like, I this isn't gonna happen. I could fight it. No, it's going to happen, and it cannot be stopped. It was like...
It's making me a little sick to my stomach.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's fine. I'm trying to get someone to throw up on their steering wheel right now.
Wow. Yeah, that's a heck of a story. Jason, did you want to contribute to any... No!
Oh, no. I don't have any great, awful...
Vomiting stories?
Like, have to vomit right now stories.
Mm. All right, well, we'll move on.
Yep.
We are jumping into Would You Rather today, What's the Difference? And our draft is the worst four-course meal that you can make. So, that's why Jason sounded the way he did at the beginning of the show. At Spitballers Pod on X, you can follow us there. Spitballerspod.com is the website. And tell your friends about the show. If you want them to, well, maybe not this one. Maybe not this episode.
Yeah.
If they're a sympathetic
wait
puker,
till next week.
Let's kick it off.
Would you rather?
Would you rather have the world's largest pimple on the tip of your nose or a piece of toilet paper hanging out of your pants?
The Rudolph pimple is tough.
We've all had
one of life's greatest challenges.
Everyone has had the bright red pimple on the tip of your nose, and you look like you're about to guide the sleigh through the winter storm.
It's not a spot to hide.
It's
something,
and it's too close to your eyes where the other person can't not look at it because it's always
right,
in their field of vision.
Yep.
So they're trying. They're trying to look you in the eyes, and they can't do it. And they're like, don't look. And they're doing the thing where the eyes are probably just shaking because they're going between your nose and your eyes.
And it hurts.
Yes, there is.
I mean, if this is big enough.
Emotionally
to,
and physically.
I was going to say, if this is big enough to guide a sleigh, it's not feeling good.
Now, I'm a little confused on the toilet paper.
As am I.
Out of your pants.
No, why is it hanging out of your? Why isn't it hanging off your shoe? Because you stepped on something.
Yeah, or if it was left there, like, wouldn't it be hanging out the bottom of your pants? Or I guess I'm seeing.
We need to know how many inches of toilet paper is hanging, because that will matter to me.
Also,
is it like a foot?
Why why has it become it's a known, oh, so embarrassing.
Right.
You used the restroom as every human being does, and you stepped on a piece of toilet paper that was obviously a little bit wet because then it stuck to your shoe. Why is that such a terrible thing?
It's just you accidentally took the bathroom with you. You know what I mean, man?
You're walking
that, but that's what it's just. It's
you're walking it's pee
unhygienic.
Around.
Unhygienic.
You're yeah. just you're tracking just, the pee, or worse, with you.
But it's so funny to me.
I get that it could be a complete accident.
It's just you if you see that happen to somebody, like, what a slob. How gross of this person.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike. If you saw toilet paper on the ground in the bathroom and you notice it, would you choose to just walk your normal pace, your normal gait that just so happens to step on that piece of toilet paper, or would you widen your step over the toilet paper?
I would choose not to step on it.
So that's part of it, right?
Jason's saying it's a choice.
Yeah.
Jason's saying that if you made the choice to
not look around in the bathroom well enough.
So you've become poopy. Because toilet paper equal poop equal you equal poop.
So would you rather be Rudolph or a poop?
I mean,
it's the toilet paper.
Yeah, it's definitely
it's the toilet paper. That's a small, I mean, it's the situation where it's like someone says, "Oh, dude, your fly's open," and then you go, "Oh no!" And then you fix it. You have the instant, all the memories rushing back. What have I done today with my fly wide open? And it would be the same for the toilet paper. Of, oh man, how long has this been there? But it once you catch it, you dispose of it.
Could I wear a pair of pimples?
Is going to be there for a while.
Could I wear a pair of glasses low enough to where it sits?
It's at the tip of your nose.
It's at the very tip.
Your glasses would have to be resting on the pimple.
As the rest.
Yes. Have you seen the clips of the guy who has the gigantic mole on his forehead? And the whole bit is he always takes his glasses up.
Oh, and he sets them up on the mole.
And then he hangs them on the mole?
I have not seen that. Yeah. I have not seen that.
Oh,
so wait, you guys are choosing.
Want to talk about making you vomit?
You want the toilet paper on your shoe?
Yeah, over the pimple. The pimple's there for days.
Yeah.
So is the toilet paper. You don't get to just take it away. This is not like a one-time thing.
So you're saying you have?
You don't get to just fix it.
Someone goes, "Hey, you got toilet paper hanging out of your pants." You go, "I know."
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
That's why I was asking how much is hanging out.
You want some?
Yeah, it's got to. Yeah, why? You need some?
Yeah.
I think it's a foot.
Yeah, I think it's a foot. It's a.
You're dragging.
Yes.
It's a teepee tail?
Yes, it's a teepee
tail. It's a teepee tail.
I'm still picking the teepee tail.
I mean, in this scenario, the way that Al or whoever made this doc wrote it up, you've dropped like an almost completely empty toilet paper roll down your pants and went to the bottom of your pants and a little bit's hanging out. I mean, I guess I still have to choose that.
Yeah, the pimple on the tip of your nose.
Maybe I can walk in a way where you can't tell.
Yeah, you're just always
facing
attention.
Facing directly at them.
Yeah, I'm always facing everybody. I don't, when I leave the room, I'm leaving backwards.
You're just spinning with people as they move around. Like, what are you doing? Why?
He always walks on the outside of the room. So it's kind of weird. Just keeps his back to the wall.
All right, we don't want the pimple. No. We'll move on. Would you rather have to be a beekeeper or a spider breeder?
Goodness. I just saw the sunglasses resting on the mole.
Oh, welcome to the party.
Gigantic.
It's a thing.
All right, before we get to the next would you rather, now I have to circle back because I have to ask a real question.
Okay.
I'm going to turn this into that's a great question. Help me out. Life advice.
All right.
So you guys have answered the pimple one, right? Jason's face is
ruined for the rest
of
my
life.
This
mole. Have you run into people who have a blemish that you know is very easily removable and correctable?
Okay.
But then, like, they just leave it. You know what I mean? And then that's like,
what do you know? What do you mean by you know is easily fixable? Give me an example.
Like a giant mole on your face. Like, if you had one of those, would you get that? I mean, you'd get it removed, right?
Yes.
Personally, I would, yeah.
But you think it's a choice of, like, some people don't because they don't want to? They don't know they can?
I mean, you...
Like, why are we keeping the giant?
There's, you well, still this, have... Well, the sunglasses, man, I mean, that's going to be a huge scar in the middle of your forehead. So it's...
As opposed to...
I'm just saying, you
upgrade.
Have...
Upgrade!
I'm just saying, you have to make the choice of, to you, what would you rather have there? Because there's going to be something there either way. Like, I get lipomas, and there, which that is, like, it's just a random spot in your body anywhere, and it's just they build up a fatty tissue that over time then just continues to grow and grow.
You got to get them taken out.
Where it looks like when they become very large, it pretty much looks like a tumor wherever it is. And you're like, and yeah. When,
it's not a tumor.
And so like I have some now in like my torso area where it's at this point now of, that's going to be a huge scar.
Oh, you
like,
let it, did you let it go too far?
Well, it's just, you sometimes you don't know until it's too late.
Oh.
Because they can be deeper, and then just like once they finally start pushing towards the surface, like that's going to be a humongous scar. So you have to make the choice of what do you rather, would you rather just have the lump there, or would you rather have a gigantic scar?
Here's the life advice question though. Is that if you see somebody with, is there a polite way to say you should get that out?
Oh, I don't think no. so.
If it's no. something you care about and no. you love.
No.
No?
No. There's
no way to politely suggest that, you know, the technology's really been changing.
If it's your spouse, if it's direct family, you know, like,
you don't like me the way I am?
In the nuclear family. More. It's got to be close. Not like a cousin you see sometimes. It's got to be someone that, like, you can just say, hey, I think you should get that removed. That's fine.
Papa Josh says, but give him a gift card to a dermatologist.
Oh, happy birthday. Why is it $443.22? Well, that's the price after tax to get that thing gone. There's no polite way to tell someone, hey, you should remove that mole. You should, like, what?
Okay, just making sure.
I feel like the only way to go about it is... You concoct
We're
a story.
We're all getting our moles off. Let's go.
You tell a story of, oh, you know, I had a close friend, had a mole look just like that. It was,
oh, no.
And they went and looked, and it was...
Skin cancer?
It was highly cancerous, and they're dead now because they didn't take care of it.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
So...
It was a...
So...
So... Just yeah. for...
Boy,
just,
I had a friend, and their nose is about that size, and...
We're just getting a nose job now.
It just seems like the same thing. All right. Would you rather?
I had a friend whose lips were just so tiny. You got to plump those up.
they got cancer of the lip. They're dead now. Their lips weren't big enough to survive. All right. Would you rather have to be a beekeeper or a spider breeder?
What? Jason had a very strong reaction there.
I mean,
I don't know who put this in here.
What does a spider breeder even do?
Nothing.
Somebody set this up for Jason.
I mean,
to
you're
be
just
ruined.
You're just farming spiders, right? Because I mean, there are, if you have, you know,
do
larger,
people do this?
If you have larger farm animals, there are procedures that you have to help the animal to actually get pregnant. But what does a spider breeder do? Just has
Jason?
Them. Just has them.
I can't even with this question. Like I'm really having a I just the
not tarantulas.
Just the concept. Let's
all, you're going bees?
I'm going bees.
All right. The pukers at home are like, yeah, take that, Jason.
Oh man,
that's
like,
what you get.
I am crawling right now.
Like a spider?
Yeah, like they are crawling all over me. This is
like into that pocket on your shirt?
Just the concept of spider breeder? So that means you're housing hundreds?
I mean, they're in cages and stuff.
Yeah, but they're like,
I mean, they could probably
they
get
don't
out.
Have a yeah. litter.
It can't
you
be
know
a regular
what I mean? Like,
no, they have a lotter.
Yes, they have a lotter is what spiders have. So you just have hundreds or thousands of just.
So the bees.
Yes, the bees.
I've actually kind of wanted to be a beekeeper. I think that'd be fun. Now, the only caveat
could
to that.
Could you do it?
I need to be stung in a controlled environment first. I've never been stung.
Is this a worry about allergies or a pain?
Yes. In fact, I know it's super rare, but I literally just read the saddest story about a 37-year-old firefighter who had never been stung, got stung one time, and died.
Jeez.
Wow.
Due to anaphylactic reaction. And because I'm 40 and never been stung, which, Mike, you've never been stung.
I've never been stung either.
Never been stung.
Somehow the three of us are putting off the get away from us pheromones for the bees. But I've never been stung. But if you could sting me in a controlled environment and let me know that I'm going to be fine, I would 100% be able to do it. Like, I've become more comfortable being around bees in general. I told you about the drive-through bee situation?
Yes.
I mean, was that on the other show? Or I don't even know. It might have been on here. Who knows? I don't know. We do a lot of shows. But I mean, I was just like, hey, if I'm chill, the bees will be chill.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
It is.
Because the beekeepers, I've had one come to my house, no gear, remove a clump of bees. It wasn't a nest. It was like they were clumped up because they, you know how they travel?
Yeah.
And he removes them all from a tree. Thousands of bees, no gloves, no mask, no nothing. And I watched him do it.
Yeah, I tell my kids.
He just tells the bees beforehand, yo, be chill.
When we're like out at a pool or something and a bee comes around, I always say, be calm.
Be calm. And the only stingers or the only stings I've ever, like our family's ever had, our kids and stuff, have always been stepped on a bee, sat on a bee, pinched a bee in the crink of your arm, whatever. It's always, you're squishing a bee and it's their last resort. They're like, ah! They're not like looking for you because they die after they sting you.
Yeah.
It's a kamikaze bee situation.
Yeah, I get it.
So beekeeper.
Yeah, stepped on me, I'd sting them too.
None of us want to mess with the spiders, right?
I don't even know. I'm still trying to figure out what the spider person would even do.
You just have an aquarium full of...
You're just breeding spiders to release into the wild.
There's no such thing as this, right?
No, I don't think so. I Googled spider breeder.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to Google that.
That's fine. I'm taking care of it for you. There's an adult in the room.
I bet there's money to be made in the tarantula side.
Maybe.
Because those things are... I don't know.
Tarantulas, they do not bother me.
No, me neither. Jason's really... I don't know why. They're slow.
Yeah.
They just chill. They'll go on hikes with you. I mean, they're fine.
Next question.
Would you rather have to bring your wife home? Wait. That's not the sentence.
Yeah.
Would you rather have your wife bring home...
They're very different.
...a stray cat once in a while...
Once in a while.
Or have a dog that always goes to the bathroom inside the house. Occasional stray or regular doo-doo.
Now, once the stray has been brought home, this is now our cat?
I don't know if you got to...
Well, until it becomes a stray again. I mean, this cat obviously, at some point, is just going to leave you.
But, I mean, the old adage of if you feed a stray...
Because they hang out?
Yeah, like it will now always come back. So
it's once a week, not once in a while.
Okay, so once a week...
I can't read. If you bring your wife home...
So,
would you rather bring your wife home once a week or be a cat?
Bill Bratsky. My dog goes to the bathroom inside, or every year I'm acquiring 52 new cats.
That's true.
Yeah, I can put piddle paddles down or whatever.
The strays come home, they hang out for 2 days, then they leave. So you do get a period of no pets every week. You get 2 days of the stray.
Okay, so that means basically, because none of us are cat people here, you two are both allergic to cats. So the question is really, would you rather have a cat in your home 2/7 of the week?
In some ways, I feel like I would be allergic to feces all over the place. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean.
You know better than most.
I do know what you mean, but I will say...
I'm taking the dog.
Yeah.
Cats suck.
Man.
Sorry, out there.
And a stray cat, here's the thing. If you're going to get 52 different stray cats...
Oh, you're getting some bad ones.
Yeah, you're going to get some bad ones.
Yeah.
And a bad cat... They can destroy your arm. You wanna try to touch this cat?
Point.
It will rip up your couch, your curtains, your flesh. No, I'm going dog. Doggy doo doo.
I just get into a habit. You know what I mean? Like 3 times a day, I gotta walk the house and get rid of the doo doo.
That's what you gotta do.
And then I'll have like, maybe I'll have like some like carpet spray and stuff on like a
holster,
like a holster.
What, Amazon subscribe.
Well, certainly. But no, I've got to have it holstered because I'm finding this stuff all the time. And then is it better to live in a big house with a dog that poops everywhere?
No, small house.
Or a small house?
Small.
But the smell in a small house
is... Yeah, the smell is a factor.
It's 100% of the time.
Trust me on this.
But your problem is with a little dog.
Yeah.
Your problem was not with big dog, big bowel movement.
Big dog is unacceptable. Big dog got a poop is... That is... I've only had one time ever where, because I've got two big dogs and then I had that little tiny one that is poop and pee fest. When we first moved into our house, I've only had one accident from a big dog ever in as long as I can remember. When we first moved into this house, the first day, I think it was like the first minute in the house, we brought the dogs in.
They're just christening the house.
Yeah, and the first thing that our dog, who's totally potty trained, never has an accident, can't even imagine him having an accident, went right up near the back door and just took a massive man-sized dump. I mean, this thing was just up. It was like a child's arm. And oh my sweet mercy. The whole house
smelled, for a while.
See,
that's the smell I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, that's
of when you know, we just not just had it, but with our puppy when we were training him, we first got it, we leave the house, go do some sort of Christmas experience, and you come home, the moment you open the door, you go, oh no.
Oh
no, there is a dog in a crate that has pooped and is now covered in poop, and it reeks.
I guess with a stray cat, you could have a cat room. So the stray cat gets the room.
This room belongs to the
cat. Yeah, and there's a bunch of litter and stuff in there, right? And you just put the cat in there for 2 days and then let it go after that?
Yeah, I mean, you have to sacrifice something here, so just sacrifice a room.
I guess. All right, let's go ahead and move on here. Boy, I don't think spider breeders are real. Hey, Spitwads, look, we have all been there. You've shown up at an event, and you put on the best clothes that you had. And then your significant other, maybe they notice, that's pretty wrinkly. And also, you are underdressed. And look, you've maybe not been the best dressed in a room before. Not anymore. Not anymore with Indochino. In fact, we've been big fans of Indochino for a really long time. I can remember Brooksy's wedding, and we were going on to Indochino, and you measured myself in 10 minutes. Mike went to a showroom. You can do it either way, and you can wear your new look right out of the box. Keep your budget unbusted by picking up a custom suit that fits your body, because look, all of our bodies, they're different. I got mine with like this cool space inner lining on my jacket. And look, it is so easy. You can just go online, measure yourself, or if you don't want to do it, go to one of their showrooms. It's super fast, super easy. You can customize all sorts of stuff. And I've never looked better. Frankly, I was the best dressed in the room. And they're designed to fit you. Endless customization options, like I said, and they have all sorts of new colors and fabrics and stuff coming out all the time. So you can create a new look and not bust your budget. Dress better than the other guys with Indochino. Go to Indochino.com and use the code BALLERS to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's 10% off at Indochino.com with that code BALLERS.
What's the difference between me and you?
All right, it's time for our expertise once again. What is the difference between a chore, a task, and a project?
Mm.
Okay.
This one's easy.
I think that's not too bad. A chore is repeated. A chore is not a one-off.
I actually thought maybe the chore was something that had to be assigned to you.
Sure, but...
Like you can't assign a chore to yourself?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. you could say I do the trash.
But it is
flashing back to my childhood.
It's something that has to be done repeatedly
over
time, and it is also involved with just around your home.
And a project is obviously a one-time larger
big.
But you're done. You finish a project.
Yes.
A project also ends in a thing. Okay? If you're working on a project, at the end of that project, it could be digital. It can be physical.
So you're telling me like cleaning the house is not a project?
No.
Exactly right.
No, that's a chore.
So it can't be a... What about cleaning out the fridge? Is that a project?
That's a chore.
Yeah, I think that's a chore.
That's a chore. That's what I get.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah, that's a chore.
Yeah, I think
You don't get anything at the end based on Jason.
But I'm just saying, is it a task? Because spring cleaning is the once a year deep clean.
A task goes on a sticky note.
Yeah, a task
has to be on a sticky note first to cross off.
Yeah,
you cross it off.
Yeah, it's certainly a one off. You know, you might do that again, but you don't know when.
And you write it on a note before you do.
Like spring cleaning, I know when that is. Uh-huh. It's every spring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because a chore can be yearly. It could be a yearly chore.
Okay, that's what I needed to define.
Like every year we change our sheets in our bed, like that.
Do you really?
No, of course not.
I was like, wow.
We never change them. All right. So I think we figured that out.
Yeah, that one was easy.
All right, what is the difference between soup, chowder, and a bisque? And I don't know
chowder.
The answer at this moment, but I know we'll figure it out momentarily.
It's pronounced chowder. Chowder.
A chowder is chunky. That's why they put the CH in the front of it. That's why they say ch. It's the same sound. Ch.
And a chowder must also include something that starts with a C. There's corn
clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
And clam chowder.
Corn chowder.
And that's the end of the list.
Those are the only two chowders?
Those are the only chowders. Officially recognized chowders.
Let me Google this.
Why are you doing that?
Because I just want to you are right. That's crazy. Corn and clam are the only chowders?
I didn't even need to Google it. I already knew.
A bisque sounds like the kind of soup a rich person eats. Like if you're poor, you have a soup. If you're rich, you have to have a bisque.
Well, the bisque is like a chowder, except it's all completely blended. There's no chunks.
If you blend a chowder, you get a bisque?
Chowder is chunky. Bisque is creamy. It's smooth.
Interesting.
So it's...
If you took a chowder...
Yeah.
And you blend it...
It's
you
just, now a bisque?
You just made a bisque.
Really?
Settled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figured it out.
What's the soup?
Soup has broth.
Okay, but you can't blend a soup and turn it into a bisque?
Nah, because it's broth. It's all broth. There's no cream.
It's too thin.
You can't have cream in a soup. It might still live.
A soup with cream in it.
Or a blended chowder.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they started as a soup, and then you put cream in it, made it a bisque, or put some chunks in it, made it a chowder. Yeah, I mean,
what other bisques are there besides tomato?
Lobster.
Lobster bisque.
I love it. That's not going to be drafted.
Okay, so it's just real creamy, real chunky, real thin.
Exactly right.
No, it was easy too.
What's the difference between being crazy, insane, and demented?
Ooh.
I like it.
You would. You're one of these three. Guess which one.
I hope it's not demented because demented is evil. If you're,
that's such a good way to figure this one out. Is like, which would you rather be called?
Oh yeah, which would
I'd rather be called crazy.
Well, crazy and insane
for trying.
Both of those words get just thrown around all the time.
They're
to the point where they've kind of lost.
That's crazy,
their meaning.
Mike.
Yes. They've definitely lost their meaning, right?
Yeah, they're just little throwaway things.
Long ago, there were insane asylums.
Right.
Where they put people.
Crazy is like, I had too much sugar. You know what I mean? You're too hyper.
You went crazy because you were like.
Yeah, you can go crazy. You cannot be, but
you can go crazy and you can come back?
Yeah, exactly. An insane person.
You don't come back.
You can't come back. You can't go in and out of insanity. You're an insane person.
But you're not, you're not trying to take over the world.
Right.
Like a demented person?
Then you would be demented. Demented people. They got the demon in them.
Oh, is that where the word came from?
That demented.
Now, did it start like It was just a guy named Ted, and he got a demon.
Yeah, it was like, oh.
Demon Ted! Demon
and then
Ted?
We all just misheard it, and we just use that now.
That is actually where it came from.
Demon Ted is the son of a gun.
Yeah, he started a bad trend.
Keeps trying to take over the world.
Anybody can dip into crazy anytime they want.
Yeah, yeah. I go crazy all the time.
Like, so if a bad call at an NFL game, you go crazy.
Oh, yeah. I get so temporary. Crazy.
Temporarily.
Right.
Oh, but there is temporary insanity.
Oh, no.
Which implies that regular insanity is
oh, that's right.
Not temporary.
So temporary insanity, man, yeah. That's crazy.
What's the difference between an explosion, an eruption, and a blast?
Well, a blast is super fun. Obviously, that's, you know, you're having a blast.
An eruption must go up into the sky.
An eruption has to, it's a buildup from
erupt?
Inside.
What things erupt? Mike on inside of the taxi cab.
Eruption has to have a funnel.
Yeah.
Shape?
It projects from one spot.
That's an upside down funnel.
I'm saying like it goes into a spout.
Oh, like a geyser? Is that an eruption?
Yeah, that would be an eruption.
Absolutely.
An explosion
and
goes,
a volcano, obviously.
An explosion goes 360. An explosion goes in all directions.
Not down.
Well, I'm just saying if you throw a grenade in the,
air.
Then it does. It does a full 360.
It does a full 360. Yeah. Obviously, if it's on the ground.
Is a blast something with a purpose?
A blast is a small explosion.
Oh, it is smaller.
Yeah, it's controlled.
So if you were going to try to open up some of the mountain for like a to put a road through it.
Yeah, you'd blast it
open.
It's
not explosion.
No.
There's blasting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what the signs say. Beware of blasting.
Right. It's also an awesome fart. Like if you you just do one of them kick farts with the
you're talking about that's a blast?
Oh, that is both a blast because it's fun, but it's also like, oh, I blasted that fart.
Let me ask you something privately.
Okay.
Have you
ever? Just between me and you?
Have you ever had a blast turn into an eruption?
If you gamble at the wrong time.
You can also do it at the right time because I've had a blast on the toilet.
Oh!
And then it's like, oh, baby, okay. Now it's an eruption. We were having some fun. I was blasting farts onto that water. And then,
oh, come on. What? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that story was not a blast, to tell you that.
Okay.
Man, we learned so much.
Yeah. One more for you. What is the difference between rage, anger, and hatred?
Rage, anger, and hatred. I mean, hatred is...
It's obviously...
Hatred is a permanent.
It has to be aimed at one thing. Hatred does. It can't be you can't just be like, I have a lot of hatred, but it...
Right.
Like you have to hate things.
Yeah, like a Prius.
Right. Like you
I hate...
Or drivers of Prius. You hate them too.
I hate... A moving Prius and all inside.
So, but like rage and anger can be
it's parked.
It's so much better parked. I feel like it can't hurt me.
Okay.
So I feel like rage and anger, though, those are things that like something like a Prius could cause you to get angry, but then you could carry that angry around and then that you're an angry person and then you get angry with someone else because of the previous hatred.
Rage to me is action based on anger.
Yeah.
Like you're angry, but when you're
uncontrollable rage.
If you don't throw a glass, you don't got rage.
You have to have at least hit something.
Oh, yeah. Slam your hand on a table.
You slam a table, you hit a wall.
Oh, you went from angry to rageful.
Yeah. You do something. You rip a throat. You know,
rip a throat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a wide scale
somewhere between
slapping a table and ripping someone's throat out.
Yeah.
But that's still rage.
That's all rage?
That's rage because it caused action.
Can rage last as long as anger?
No, you can't stay in rage mode.
No.
I feel like if you wanted to...
And you can't rage all the time.
No.
I feel like anger is like...
burn out.
It's like a pot that's bubbling.
Right.
But like rage is like
when it
boils over.
Forgot the wooden spoon on the top.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, it's amazing.
I don't feel like hatred belongs in this category.
Hatred is deep emotional and is so close to love.
What?
There's a fine line between love and hate.
There is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just you ask him about Hitler.
You could. I'm just saying, oftentimes you end up hating what you once loved.
Except for the one I just said.
Well, right. I said oftentimes. Not this isn't 100%
hate. I mean, what? Give me an example.
Like an ex. You know what I mean? Like you, it was because you
the
loved.
The letter?
No, Mike, you dummy. Man. Give me, you
get
know the, what?
Yeah, give me something there.
You just disrupted all for a non-joke. All right, go on, Jason.
I'm saying, like, you know, when you fall in love with someone.
You hate them.
That is, there are good
You're
odds that someday you might
feelings.
Hate them. Yeah.
So when you, I mean, I've heard that before. I guess I just don't understand it.
Well, we're here to make things understandable. But
do you understand it now, Mike?
No, I don't know anything that's happening right now.
He's focused on the letter.
When you have
which I hate
full emotions, like hate is far more emotional. It's not just like a physical. Oh, I'm so angry.
I think
it's
those
like,
are all emotional.
This is at the heart level.
It's directed.
Yeah, I mean, there is a source. There is a singular source.
Would you rather someone hate you, be angry at you, or...
I don't want them to rage at me.
Don't rage at you?
No, because then they're going
to
strike me.
Now, what happens when people go to ragers?
If you go to a rager...
That's a party, right?
Yes.
That's real intense?
It's a real angry party.
A lot of action happening there.
All right, we're going to move on.
Okay, please.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, today we are drafting the worst four-course meal. Each of us have four picks. You may select a dessert, a main course, an appetizer, and a beverage or drink. Whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
And Jason, you have the first pick. These are always fun because there's some gamesmanship, right? Like, you know, we only can pick one of each category. So, Jason,
he's already cracking himself up here.
I'm cracking myself up because I made a list and I could only come up with two appetizers that I didn't like. So I love appetizers.
Okay. Because you're like, so now it's like, you better grab one because it can get stolen.
Right. But then I thought of the perfect appetizer. I was like, oh, that's it.
For a bad meal.
That's my number one pick. And so I added it to my list. And I just went back to my list, and that is gone. I don't know why it didn't save it. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, no.
My number one pick. What is happening?
Your favorite
pick. You can gamble with it and see if you remember on the way back.
Oh, man. I'm going to remember. It's going to come to me. Nope.
Any moment now.
Okay. Well, gosh, that's not good.
Good to see it starting well.
Yeah. All right.
What's your number one pick?
My number one pick. You know, I'm trying to go with things that people like. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
There are, you know, those of us in this room, super smart. There's dumb people out there. And they like bad things. And so I want to teach them to stop ordering.
He's still trying to remember.
He is.
So I'm going to go with something that I've been told is good. I've had people look me dead in the face and say, oh, you haven't had it this way. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You are lying to yourself. I have had it.
Okay.
It's eggplant parmesan.
Oh, dude, that's nasty bullcrap.
It is.
What
awful.
Are we doing?
So that's a main course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the entree. Main course, eggplant parmesan. It's like I say, I hate eggplant. And I say that because it's disgusting.
It's terrible.
And then they go, oh, no. Yeah. Eggplant parmesan's so good. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it is not. You want to know what it is? It's the healthier version of something that is delicious. And so you convince yourself it's okay. It is disgusting. So eggplant parmesan will not be on my...
It is demented.
Yeah, just so gross.
All right, so no eggplant parmesan. You're serving a... Okay,
okay, wow.
There you go.
All right.
Well, my first pick, I'm going to go the dessert route.
Yes. Yeah, no.
Because he knows.
I know what you're
going
to
pick. He knows we just had a big conversation about it.
Because
it's called fake good. It looks good. It ain't sweet. It sucks. Everyone thinks that they're going to like it. But guess what? You just finished your meal, and they're bringing you out a nice plate of cannolis.
They look so good. They should be so good.
They
You're
look
telling
perfect.
Me that this crispy donut-looking shell with a delicious cream inside, powdered sugar, maybe some
like a couple of chocolate chips
on it. Oh, my gosh. And then every bite is like so disappointing.
That's a letdown dessert.
I'm not even mad. I'm just disappointed.
Because when
like,
they serve it, it's dessert time.
I still order them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do you have any dessert? We only have cannolis. I'm like, all right, I'll take some. And then they deliver them, and I get excited again.
They're not sweet.
They're not sweet. Why don't we put sugar in them?
I don't know. That's like an Italian
not
trick.
Not allowed.
The Italians are tricking us with them cannolis.
We need to make American cannolis.
That's what we call them.
American cannolis, and everyone will know, oh, this is like super full of sugar and fat.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Like, darn right.
But yeah, and they break apart, too. They're all flaky, so you not only do you not bite it like a normal, you know, like a donut or something where it's like chewy and delicious, it breaks apart and not sweet. I think cannolis suck.
Okay.
And that is why it's part of my terrible four-course meal.
I totally understand.
And you knew I was going there, Mike, huh?
Yeah, it was. I would have taken it
right away. Yeah.
Because that's the part
By the way, for all of you out there, they're going, I love cannolis.
No, you don't.
We got like 10, 12 people in this office. I don't remember anymore how many. They all hated cannolis when we talked about this. There wasn't one defender.
Because it's disappointing.
But we do actually.
We want to like them.
We want to like them. And we do convince ourselves we like them sometimes. Like when I hear cannoli, I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Right off the bat, I'm like, wait, I like cannolis. And people listening are thinking, wait, I like cannolis. And Mike's right. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Eat one, and you'll go, oh, this cannoli is not that good. You have a
Let me
fake,
find a good one.
You have a fake memory of you loved a cannoli at some
point. I can't remember where
it was. It was so good. No, it's a memory in your head of what it looks like it should taste like. Like, it looks like it should taste delicious.
Yeah.
It's so bland.
All right, Mike, you got two picks.
All right.
You can be strategic here.
And that part of my plan will be there's some foods where I don't agree. I think it tastes better. Oh, no. Did you remember?
I remember. Baby.
Oh, dang it.
Let's get it before it comes back to him.
I got to write it down.
There's food that I think is bad, and then there's just food that's disappointing, like a cannoli. But we're going to start it off. Let me just double check. So I'm gonna start it off with my beverage. I don't understand it. I will take Clamato.
It's
on my list.
Yeah, I have tomato juice at number one.
Why are we doing this? Why are we putting clam in juice?
So that's like a tomato clam juice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I know a lot of people
flavored
like.
With spices, dried clam broth.
I also know that Jason likes the drink that's related. Ish, not the clam part, but like you like Bloody Marys.
I do like
Bloody Marys. Bloody Marys are terrible too. I mean,
they're very good.
They're like, who wants to drink some spicy tomato? Refreshing.
I'm not in with that one either.
It's but like, Clamato, okay.
Yeah, like people have a Bloody Mary in the morning. It's like, day's done.
But you shouldn't
I've ruined it. I have indigestion all day.
100%.
Does this
and
come with
spicy?
Pumps? Yes.
They're spicy.
I don't know what we're doing with that, but anyways, back to Clamato juice. What?
Clam?
What?
It was the last two
what
things they had
doing?
In the factory. The factory was done packaging the stuff. They're like, we got some clams and tomatoes left over. What if we make a drink?
And
although I've never had it.
Because there's clam in it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, if someone served me a meal, because that's how I'm picturing this. I want us to be, we're at a restaurant and they're bringing four courses. And if they're like, here's your beverage, sir, and it's a glass of Clamato.
Yeah, that's not happening. All right, and then I'm going to also take my appetizer.
Ooh.
And the honest truth is it's not that this is necessarily, like, disgusting. It's just like, it's a vegetable soup. Just a vegetable
I did
soup.
Put,
I love a good vegetable
I,
soup.
No, I put
what?
I put vegetables at number two on my appetizers because...
You like
who
a
the heck
vegetable?
Wants vegetables?
You want so when you go and they're like, "What's the soups?" Well, we have a You can get a tomato bisque, or we have a clam vegetable chowder soup.
Or some vegetable medley.
You're going to pick the vegetable soup?
Not certainly not always, but I don't always pick one thing. I have different moods, Mike. Sometimes I do order vegetable soup. Now,
by choice. By
you
choice.
Have a veggie by mood? Choice. Boo.
Don't hear what I'm not saying. If next to it was a vegetable and beef soup, like the same exact thing, they just add some chunks of meat, I will never order the vegetable soup. I would prefer to have some chunks of meat. But the vegetable soup broth is good.
The broth is good. Do you eat the vegetables?
No, yes, I eat the vegetables.
Oh, okay.
The
okay.
only like time I order don't. Vegetable soup is when they include the calorie count on the menu, and I can see what the other soups are, and I go, okay, I'll take the vegetable
one
because it's only 80 calories. But my mouth isn't happy.
Yeah, and I guess making a bad four-course meal, calorie counting would be on there.
It's just it's disappointing. It's a disappointing way to start your meal.
Yeah, it is. You know what? I have my pick here, and Jason's already taken his main course, right?
That is correct.
And it circles back to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to take a main course because I can take it with my next pick.
That is correct.
Which means that I can select either an appetizer or a drink. I guess I'm going to go appetizer, and we're going to go with some fish soup.
Okay.
What is a fish soup? We're going fish soup.
I've never heard of that.
That's because it's like smallpox. We've almost gotten rid of it.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, there's and the real, you see, I don't know if you picked it up, but the worst part about it's the fish. You know, the soup.
Right.
The soup part is the soup part's fine, but you know, the fish soup cannoli combo so far, I think is pretty nasty.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm going fish soup, Jason. We'll get it back to you. I'm guessing fish soup wasn't the thing
fish
you remembered.
Fish soup was not the thing I remembered. I did remember my appetizer.
It's a food made by combining fish or seafood with vegetables in stock.
Yeah.
I did this remember
like
my,
a soup.
My appetizer. However, you have both now taken your appetizer, right?
Yeah.
So this will,
oh,
my,
this will be
my
the
first pick
point.
Will be my final pick, which I'm just now realizing, which means not prepared. For so,
you know you were had two picks here.
All right,
no matter what.
So I'm taking my dessert and my drink together, Mike.
Oh, because you're back to back.
Yeah, I'm back to back. Mike, I'm so upset at who you've become.
Mm.
Because we used to hate this.
Oh,
together.
Brother! Oh, brother!
I'm taking an. I know. I'm taking an IPA.
Yeah.
Because they're disgusting.
Delicious.
They taste like earwax. What happened to you, Mike?
I became sophisticated.
I mean, no one hated IPAs more than you, and now you're like, now you go places and you go, do you have an IPA? You're one of those guys.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, what's, give me the menu. Give me
oh,
all.
My gosh. They taste like earwax. They're so hoppy. And they're so bad. Like, I don't think I could drink one. You put down, like, a big mug of an IPA, I'd be like, ooh, that looks good. Let me have a sip of this beer. And I'd take a sip, and I'd be like, I don't think I could drink it.
I don't blame you. I understand I was one of you. But, I mean, let this be a lesson.
Everyone's
like,
can change.
I can't change. I'm changing my. I was 40 years old before I was like, oh. I guess I like this now.
There may be hope for lemon desserts now.
Could be.
Oh, he's an open-minded man.
All right. I like the open-mindedness,
which
Mike.
Is great considering his takes were always terrible with food. So
yeah, because
if
maybe
he's got an open mind now.
Well, apparently they still are with IPAs. all right.
They're just so bitter.
They're so bitter. Yes.
Wait, have you become so bitter with life that it now fits?
Yeah, it, match,
it's like,
it matches the taste.
This tastes
of
like
my heart.
This tastes like life.
Why be happy when this?
All right, so I've got my dessert to take, and I'm going to take something that no one eats. No one eats. No one eats. But so many people receive it every year. It's fruitcake.
Dude, it was my number
That's
two.
That's your dessert then.
Yeah, my dessert is fruitcake. Like, what are you, why do we still make things that we invented 100 years ago when that was all we could do?
I'm telling you, that's where the cannolis are from. The 100 years ago,
the old
when
world.
That was sweet compared to the coal they were eating.
They're usually dry-ish.
They're just
they're like, weird because they're like moist and dry at the same time. They're just awful technically.
You're grossing me out talking about
it. They've got little tiny, I don't even know that you can call them fruit. They're like plastic pieces of fruit in the
I'm talking aesthetically.
Oh, aesthetically.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's just.
What are we doing?
It looks like something that has been digested. You know how you go and you look and it's like, oh, yeah, there's corn in that. That's what this cake looks like.
It's a good pick. It makes sense. It's a terrible dessert. And look, for my main course, I'm going to go with that now. My main course, you pay up for it. It looks terrible. It's the opposite of a cannoli. And it is the consistency of snot. So I'm going with oysters.
Yeah.
Because,
oh, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't need to say anything else. Like they should bring, like, if you accidentally order them and it comes to your table, they should go, here you go, sir. Oh, by the way, ew. They're snotty.
I recently had like my first oyster
and
it was,
don't you dare.
No, it was
IPA boy.
It was not something I would ever want, but it was my final decision was I could make this happen. Like if I had to,
if you were forced to do snot shots,
if I had to do it, I could make it happen, but
do you chew it
a little bit?
Oh!
Yeah. It's one of those, like,
it's more like a tongue mash. You just kind of
Do you even taste it?
The taste is...
It tastes fishy.
It tastes fishy, which is why people usually put Tabasco sauce on it.
To cover
so
the
that
fish
all
taste.
You taste is Tabasco sauce. It's like, if you had Tabasco snot, you could pay a lot and have that.
All right. Who's up, Mike?
I am up with my two final picks. So I'll start with the dessert. And this is more of a... It's just disappointing. Imagine you had a great meal. Everything was delicious. And then they just come out and they say, here's a fortune cookie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So here's the problem.
And you go, okay.
When I was looking up desserts, I kept seeing those as like very...
Oh, they were popping up?
They were popping up as like, you know, bad desserts. And it's true because it's like fortune cookies aren't good. You're not like... But I still like them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're a worthless dessert. I mean, they're so worthless.
Have
they're
they
just
ever
included.
Been? Yeah, they're just, that's what I was going to say. Has anybody ever like seen them on a dessert menu where they're like,
you have
I
to
like
order
a large,
it?
Give me the large fortune cookie, please.
I don't know, but I feel like they're all just always disappointing.
Both the fortune and the cookie.
It's more, I'm talking about the taste. It's just like, it's got a good crunch. But,
okay.
But it's not, it is, after the fortune cookie has been eaten, it has not satisfied the sweet tooth or anything that you're hoping for when you get something that's called a cookie.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. And like the fortune inside literally says, you are somewhat dissatisfied right now.
You are about to be very disappointed. And for my main course, and I know of this because of my Nordic heritage, I don't know why this is a thing.
Do we know of it?
You may have heard the name. Are you familiar with lutefisk?
Yeah, it's on my list. It is on my list.
With lutefisk.
I've heard it. What is it?
Lutefisk is a dried white fish, usually cod, cured in lye. It is made from aged stockfish or dried and salted cod. The fish takes a gelatinous texture after being rehydrated for days prior to eating.
No, that sounds not good, man.
It's supposed to have one of the worst smells, too, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, that's what I know it from.
But it's like, hey, let's take this fish, let's soak it in poison, then we'll rinse it off so it's not poisonous anymore, and we'll make it jello.
That does make me wish I had taken a puffer fish for my main course.
Oh, I thought about it, so you could be dancing with the devil.
Because you might die. Like, you don't, there's no cure for it.
The only thing I know
you
of
just
puffer
die.
Fish is... The Simpsons episode.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just read about somebody that bought a pufferfish and tried to prepare it themselves.
Ooh.
They're not with us anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they died.
Yeah, don't even... Don't.
Because they ate a food that they could die eating.
Gotta be a professional.
Yeah.
Which, how did they get to the point of...
Let's give this a go.
You're like, oh, we...
I think this part's okay. Let's test it. Yeah. Let's find out. No,
Ted?
Yeah. that just had, you had to have like 20 people in a line,
yeah,
all willing to like test take one for the team, and then the 11th person lived, and then they're like, that's the part. That's the part you could eat.
I've never had it. But how good can it be?
It can't be good enough to accidentally die.
It's a super delicacy, too. All right, my final pick is my drink. So why not, while you're sitting down with your fish soup and your oysters and your cannolis, enjoy just a refreshing, tall glass of skim milk.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Yeah, just a tall glass of milk water.
About disappointing.
I mean, just
skim milk.
You don't feel like you did anything.
Skim milk satisfies nothing. Nothing.
I know.
It's so thin.
Did you ever go to a friend's house for like a sleepover and then like,
oh yeah, they were skim milk family.
And they were skim milk family and you're like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, there was
this is water. It's milk water.
No, and there was like a weird time in our lives where
you think they were pushing skim milk
somehow,
on us.
Somehow fatty milk became like public enemy number one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like my house, we were a skim milk house for
you
a
were
while.
A skim milk house?
My cousin's house was a skim milk
house.
Oh, we
didn't have the guts, man.
I was a skim milk
we
house.
We got to 1%, but
you
that
could,
was it.
You could not escape skim milk. And then we finally broke free of this. And I'm a strong 2% milk man.
Our house is still... Usually,
you go 2%.
We're at 2%.
You wait, dude. What?
Our house is usually still skim milk.
Why?
I don't know. I don't drink milk, man. It's not.
You don't
for
have
me,
a bowl of cereal.
I haven't had cereal in a long.
You
time.
You want to know why?
Because I got skim milk.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have cereal with that either.
2% is the right milk.
You make your children drink skim milk?
We throw it out every month.
Nobody drinks it in this house. They just buy it.
Yeah.
Nobody drinks milk in the Morris
house.
Let
it go bad and then dump it?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Jason, your final pick. Now, this is the secret pick that you had stashed away that should have been number one.
That's
right.
So
it's to your advantage that you forgot it.
It was, because I was able to draft other things and still get it with the last pick. I, too, Andy, am taking oysters.
Yeah, but that was on my list.
I'm taking the Rocky Mountain oysters, which are not oysters, but testicles. They are commonly eaten.
Yeah. No, wait,
fried goat balls.
I thought it was a bowl.
Is this an appetizer for you?
Yeah, that's my appetizer. This is a very common appetizer.
Oh.
I talked to Schneider. Schneider has had them, and he said, because they're deep fried usually. So he said they taste fine. Let me get his exact quote here.
Oh, you did some research.
Yeah, they taste fine, but texture is as unpleasant as you might suspect. And I don't know that I could eat them. I don't know if you put knowing what they
the mental
were
hurdle?
The mental hurdle of putting this plate down and you put two little Rocky Mountain oysters. Just a pair, yeah. That's how they're usually served, is in two.
Come on.
Come on. You're not going to... You're serving balls. It is what it is.
Yeah. It's two or four, though, right?
Right. It's just two. You order
Sir,
two orders, you're getting two plates.
Sir,
each plate
Herschel
with two.
The cow.
Yeah. So, and it's got a lot of names.
Oh.
Yeah,
names for this show?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're
you're pulling them up. Well,
that sounds bad.
I appreciate the not trying to be wasteful.
Yeah.
Of the if we're going to eat this animal, let's try and use everything
you
possibly can. But
cowboy caviar was what I was looking for.
That's good. Have you guys had certain new animals you've tried to eat that because they're a different animal, like you can't get over the mental hurdle eating them?
I don't think I've come across
that. There's been a couple of those. Like I couldn't, like for some reason I can't enjoy duck.
Duck's delicious.
Because it's a different, it's just like this isn't the animal I'm used to eating.
Yeah, I get that.
And I think another one was, it wasn't venison, but it was like, I don't know.
Veal?
Maybe it was veal. Which one's which? I always get those two mixed up. Venison and veal. One of them's like a baby cow, and one of them's a
veal.
One of them's a venison's a deer, right?
Yeah.
Veal is the meat of cow.
I think it was venison that I had the problem with, because I'm like, I'm eating Bambi.
I've had Rudolph.
You've had Rudolph?
Yeah, I've had reindeer up when I was in the my homeland of the Nordic area.
So when you did that, was it first bite you're in?
It was fine.
It's weird, right?
But he's saying no mental hurdle. It wasn't.
No, no. Hard.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think
you were like,
what's
Santa going to do this year?
No.
The only mental hurdle that I would have is like, obviously, Rocky Mountain oysters or something that I know is like octopus, which I've had in.
Too chewy, man.
I just, there's something
you
weird.
Do you do calamari?
I do calamari, yeah. I love calamari.
I actually. Calamari is one of those foods where it's like, if I get a good calamari, I love it because it's not too chewy. But if you get a bad calamari, it's like gum.
It's the worst of the worst.
And I hate it.
One of the widest. Usually you can't have a very large range of outcomes on fried food, but calamari has such a range. You order good calamari, it's unbelievable.
Now,
you order bad calamari and it's disgusting, inedible.
Why then would you continue to order it?
Because the good calamari is
it's
just
really quite good.
Good.
It's
so
quite
good. Good. So good.
All right, just to run it back as we close things out, and I have a couple honorary mentions I want to bring up. Jason, eggplant parmesan, IPA beer, fruitcake, and Rocky Mountain oysters. I've got the, I guess I should do it kind of in order here, but I've got the fish soup as an appetizer. The oysters is my main course with a glass of skim milk and some cannolis at the end.
Skim milk is
and then Mike,
brutal.
Mike has got a glass of Clamato, some vegetable soup, some lutefisk.
Lutefisk.
Lutefisk, and then finishing with a fortune cookie that's not going to be strong enough to take that lutefisk taste out of his mouth.
No, it is not.
I wrote it down, but it's still a burger, so I couldn't pick it. But man, when you get served a burger that's a mile high, you can't eat
it.
It's not possible.
What are we talking about? Just
like I'm talking like
the
burgers,
like a big tall thick burger.
You go to a fancy
burger itself, but like all the toppings,
so many things on it, and it's so tall. There's no chance any human could put their mouth from the top bun to the bottom bun. It's why are you serving me?
You got to cut it in half.
I do cut it in half.
Your mouth doesn't fit that big.
Yeah, but if once you cut it in half, you have a corner. You can kind of pinch it down.
I mean,
I do this, man. We live this. We tried it out.
I do what
we don't
I
got the mouth you got
when I get
guess.
That, but it's there's still limitations. There's no reason to do it. There's no it's chefs stop doing it. It's not fancy. It's stupid.
But also with burger, I had portobello mushroom burger.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, let's fake you out with a mushroom.
It's a burger. It's just a big slab of mushroom.
I mean, that's basically eggplant parmesan. It's like, oh, you want this fried parmesan? Yeah.
I also wrote
there's eggplant in it. Gotcha. Yeah.
I wrote a big salad down for my main course because who wants a big salad for their main course? A big salad? I'm not a rabbit.
I've got. Let's see, kombucha for the drink.
Sure.
The one time I had it was terrible. Liver and onions.
Oh,
that's one of those where it might be good. I don't know. I will never be able to eat it knowing it's liver. And then tapioca pudding.
Yeah, that's another one of them old ones.
Tapioca pudding is just. Pudding that's gone bad.
It's a great word, though. Tapioca.
Yeah.
What did we learn today?
I learned that if you blend chowder, it turns into a bisque. I mean, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, well, that's why we teach you things. I learned about Demon Ted, the originator of being demented.
Yeah.
And I learned that spider breeders are probably not real. Probably.
Jason, I want you to do the research that it takes to find out if that's a real job.
Then you will own half of the company because I will be dead.
All right. That'll do it. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.